It's that time of week. Jackie from Mackie's popped in. Ray of sunshine in all our lives. How's it going, Jackie?
Oh, look, thank you so much for that wonderful intro, Jen. I like to be a bit of a ray of sunshine in somebody's life.
It makes a big difference, I think, to have a joyful person nearby.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's me you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, it'll be you then.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, I didn't realise this. You've brought this to my attention that film, The Terminal, was actually, you know, the one with the, what's his name?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. What's his name?
What's his name? He starred in it. He's done a few movies now. What's his name?
One of the most beloved and awarded actors of all time, and performing in Steven Spielberg's film, The Terminal. But that was actually based on a real story.
I didn't know that either. Mm. And I only saw The Terminal just recently. I don't even know if I saw it all the way through, but a big chunk of it I saw recently. And I had no idea it was based on a real life person, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But apparently the real life man has just passed away.
Aww.
That is why I brought this to your attention, Jen, which is a little bit sad, but it's kind of an interesting life that he led. I mean, he actually came from Iran, Meren Karimi Naziri. Do you like how I put
it? Well, you said it much better than I would have. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, recently died of a heart attack in Terminal 2F, which is in the Paris airport where he lived. He was there for 18 years, Jen. 18 years.
How was he allowed to live there?
Well, originally, so it goes. I mean, if I can read you a little bit about the bio, because it's quite fascinating, really. He was born in 1945, lived in the airport terminal 1 from 1988 until 2006. First of all, he was in legal limbo because he lacked residency papers, and later he stayed there by choice. So, you know, as the movie goes, he kind of made friends in the airport. He slept on a red plastic bench.
Mm-hmm.
He showered in the staff facilities. He wrote in his diary, read magazines, and watched the passing travellers. That's how he spent his days. The staff nicknamed him Lord Alfred, and he became a mini celebrity amongst the passengers. As I said, he was born in 1945 in Iran, which was then under British jurisdiction to an Iranian father and a British mother. He left Iran, studied in England in 1974, and when he returned, he said he was imprisoned for protesting against the Shah and expelled without a passport.
Right. So, and then he became quite the celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. And 18 years is a long time to spend in an airport. Like, you know, it sort of puts my perspective of complaining about my delayed flight interstate into perspective.
That's very true.
And a lot of people are spending time in airports. We're back out there. We're back out travelling again.
Yep. I've had friends who've missed flights because they've been cancelled.
Yep. Yeah, so have I just recently. It seems to be the domestic ones you're getting a few more delays in rather than the overseas trips.
Yes.
But, yeah, it begs the question, how long have you spent in an airport, Jen?
Oh.
And why?
Hours. For, you know, waiting for the next flight, I suppose. But there was one time when Saatchi and I, we got delayed and then they made us stay in Qatar.
Okay.
Where we were meant to have a crossover. We were meant to catch another flight.
Yep.
But they got us to stay in Qatar and it was sweltering. It was boiling hot and humid as well. And they got us to go in a van with a few other passengers.
It sounds like another movie, like
in the dead of the night.
Oh.
And the van driver just suddenly pulled over on the highway and then got out of his car and was just wandering around.
Did he work for the airport or was this some...
I think so, but I did say to Saatchi, is this where we die?
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't overreact at all. That's great.
Oh, and then they took our passports at the place we stayed because they put us up in a hotel. So we didn't die.
Okay. No, obviously.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know why he got out of his van. He just had
a moment.
He just had a moment. He was just wandering off. Mm, came back, took us to the hotel. Mm-hmm. Everyone was glaring at me.
Why are they glaring at
you? I don't know. Maybe I had my shoulders exposed or something. My ankles. And you know, you got to be modest.
Okay, yeah, no,
you got to be modest.
Right.
And then they took our passports and they didn't give them back until we left.
Oh.
So that was very scary.
But that was in a van. Were you in the airport?
No, this was at the hotel that they put us up in. So I guess I'm kind of breaking the rule of staying in an airport.
You stayed in a hotel.
I stayed in.
She had a delayed flight. That's not the same.
I have stayed in airports for a good, I don't know, 20 hours or something.
Have
though.
You?
Yeah.
Have you slept on an airport floor?
Yeah.
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 I think that's a real traveller. When you've slept on an airport, I slept on an airport floor. In Rome, I about 6 or 8 hours.
Oh, when in Rome.
When in Rome, sleep on the floor. Mm. That's a new saying. Not everyone has caught on to that. No, I did. And then once I was in an airport and flight got delayed, as it does, and I spent some time and I got chatting with some people, surprisingly, decided to have a few drinks. And then these were people I did not know. And during the drinks, they said, I thought you were catching whatever flight it was. I said, yeah. They said, I'm pretty sure that's your plane just taxiing off. And I'd missed my delayed flight.
Because you were chatting.
Because I was chatting and having a few drinks and having a great old time.
I can definitely believe that.
Yeah. And I stood there at the window watching as the plane pulled, taxied away.
Oh, no, Jackie.
Knowing then that I had no flight to go to and my new friends were probably going to catch a flight and go home.
Oh, no. Did you stay friends with them or nah?
No. It was just an airport thing.
This kind of reminds me of there's a wonderful book by a Canadian writer called Emily St. John Mandel. And she's got a book called Station 11, which is a kind of apocalyptic pre- and post-apocalyptic story.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a spoiler here, sorry. But some of the people that thrive are those who end up making a home in the airport. Because it would be a good space if you actually think about it.
Well, obviously, the Meren Karimi Naziri thought so because he spent 18 years there.
So there you go. So how about you listening? Do you have any stories of things you've gotten up to in the airport that are a bit unusual? Have you stayed an extraordinary amount of time or done a Jackie and missed your flight for a silly reason? Love to hear from you.
I don't think of it as a silly reason. I think of it as bonding with other humans.
Yeah, okay. Who you didn't stay friends with in the end and haven't stayed in touch with. But, you know, you had a moment. You had a life moment.
Exactly. Got to talk about it today.
Looking forward to catching up next week, Jackie.
Thanks, Jen.